Aging. Yeah. You see, the funny thing about Buddhism is aging is everything that is something that every one of us will go through. Isn't it? So why are we not paying more attention to it? How many of you would consider yourself to have aged already? Well, amazing. That's almost like 70% of the participants here. Now, a good number of you are still very young, 15, 16 years old. Some of you, 13, 14 years old. But I want all of you who are young to take a look at the rest of them. And I want the rest of you to take a look at them. Think about it. I mean, this is a very in-your-face, no? It doesn't feel good, but in-your-face. We all look different, sure. But we were once young. We all look different, but one day you'll be old also. Huh? 想当年. Physical aging. Yeah, but of course, in some ways, it affects your mind as well. Yes. Sorry? Oh, I purposely skipped birth because just now I asked no response. Aging should be something that is apparent. Yeah, especially if 70% of you are already going through aging. So why are we not concerned about it? Yeah? Why are we not concerned? We hear of people with dementia. Why are we not concerned? We hear of people who, you know, today okay, tomorrow wake up, half the body a bit numb, or tingling sensation on the finger, on the leg. Why are we not concerned? We should be concerned. We should be concerned that this happens. This is not something that happened in Rwanda. This is not something that happened somewhere far away. This happened everywhere. We should be concerned. And while we don't want to experience and go through all this, trust me, all the 13, 14 teenagers, and including all those in their 20s, trust me, trust medical science, trust statistics. So far, nobody from 20 years old, 15 year old, spent their whole life as a 15 year old, and then suddenly, at 80 years old, they suddenly transform overnight. Tonight, go to sleep as a 15 year old, tomorrow wake up, and then at night die. No, Shifu, for me, my whole family like that one. All of us, you know, when we reach 24 years old, at the peak, you know, young man, young woman, all very nice. Then, as next year, it's still the same, 24, 25 years old. Next year, for the next 60 years, we look at the same health, everything. Then when we reach 84 years old, 85 years old, tonight I go to bed as a 24 year old, tomorrow we go, lopet. Then that night, I pass away. So I only experience one day of suffering, no problem. Is that the case for your family? Any of you? No. So all of us go through this. So we should be concerned. Yeah? And this is a truth. Yeah? That when aging hits us, nobody likes it. Nobody wants it, but it happens to us. And when it happens, we suffer to different degree, depending on how severe it affects us. And depending on how able we are to accept it or not. Sickness. We all have fallen sick. Yes? To some, maybe less than others. We're not talking about cancer here. We're talking about the fact that occasionally we'll not feel comfortable. Occasionally we'll feel unwell. And it is not by choice. The very definition of sickness, involuntary physical discomfort, physical incapacity. Yeah. And this happens to all of us, young or old. It happens to all of us. So shouldn't we be concerned? We should be concerned. And this is the truth of our existence. that this happens. Yeah. But we don't want to think about it. Yeah. Isn't it? But do you need to believe in this? Aging is not pleasant. Sickness is not pleasant. Do you need to believe in it? In fact, do you need to learn about it? Don't need. Well, we experience it ourselves. But the Buddha, when, why did the Buddha teach it as a teaching? Yeah, because we tend to just ignore it. We don't want to face it. And we don't think about the implication of it. And similarly for death, whether you are young or old, unless you are dead. If you are dead, you are dead. You cannot die twice. Yeah. As long as you are alive, you can die, potentially. How you die, that's another question. And here we are not talking about, oh, die in a horrible way. In the teaching, when the Buddha described death as suffering, he's not talking about dying in a horrible way. He's just saying that the fact that death causes you to be apart from all the things that you cherish in your life. The whole idea of death itself causes fear, strikes fear in people. There are descriptions of how the process of dying, no matter how serene the person is, as if the person loses the faculties, yeah, and then ultimately takes the last breath and loses the ability to live. Yeah, that itself is painful, it's a struggle. Yeah. And think about it, it can happen to any of us.